Hello, this is Charlie Wolfe, broadcaster. I realize that for the last several days, my programs have been, well, to put it mildly, boring. That's because I've had nothing to talk about. I've had no one to poke fun at. I've had nothing to do to get in trouble, because you know how children are. Well, we do things occasionally that get the grown-ups mad, but even though I've been boring for the last couple nights, I hope you'll call all of your friends and have them tune in, because there's a big story on CFAX on page 116 and on Oracle on page 509, and it's about us. And guess what? Charlie's gonna have fun tonight!
Let's see if we can race your needle to the end of the record! Alright, everybody ready? And one and two.
Hello and welcome to Retail Comedy at Wholesale Prices.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf? The big bad wolf? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? La 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 la. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Well, gee, folks, the DTI is after us, and I should always remember what my daddy said. Never get in a pissing contest with a skunk. White bar mitzvah, white bar mitzvah, get lots of neat gifts, lots of money, oh yeah. Oh, hi, this is Charlie Wolfe. Laser 558 is on, my friend, and of course, big news. I don't know if you've seen it yet. There's two ships in the North Sea. I should know. I work for the DTI. We were working the day watch out of the dioptric surveyor. I can't go on with this. Yes, we have a license to do, I don't know. I'm not. Oh, my. I don't know if I can. I'm going to read this.
Read it.
Read it.
I don't know if I can keep a straight face. All right,
this
here we.
This is where your money is going.
Yeah. This is to CFAX? No, to dioptric. I'm going to read the BBC story first because they mention our name first. Oh. Channel 4 mentions Caroline's first, so I'm on them. Okay, this is from BBC CFAX on page 116. Take notes, you free radio enthusiasts. I'm sure you'll want to have all this done. A ship chartered by the government is monitoring the Thames estuary as part of a crackdown on pirate radio. There's no pirates out here. The ship will monitor broadcasts from Radio Caroline. Who are they? Oh, that's our friends across the way. And Laser 558. Let's see, what else does it say here? And watch for illegal deliveries of supplies. From Spain?
Come on. Yeah.
The Department of Trade said, that's the wrong story. Broadcasts from these stations are not illegal, of course not, as the vessels are moored in international waters, but it is an offense to supply or support the ships.
Well, Juan's going to be really pissed off about this.
Do you know how long it's taken me to learn Spanish? You got to add a note to every word.
Have you ever tried to read a Kellogg's cornflakes box in Spanish?
Spanish? Fuecos. A Department of Trade spokesman said there was dig this one, quote, potential threat to life caused by radio interference. They always use these. I guess they've been doing this for 20 years now, using words like possible, potential.
Alleged.
No, it is true, because I stubbed my toe once, you know, and you know how many times Craig Novak's bumped his head.
No, so. Charlie, the thing is like when I'm taking a shower and I have my foot up on the sink and I'm hanging onto the bar
to
keep from falling down and shaving my legs, it's that little vein in the side of your ankle there that if you nick it, you will bleed to death. And every woman has one.
Here we go. This is Channel 4, page 509 for all of you statisticians. And I think they're really out for us, you know, you folks, they got people here in the audience. What do you think about so far what you've heard? You know, Okay, now be easy. I'm sure they're just doing their job. Okay, this one is from Channel 4, and it's on page 509. A 99-foot surveillance ship is in position. Ooh, that sounds sexy. In the Thames Estuary as part of the government's crackdown on pirate radio stations off the Essex coast. There's no pirate stations out here. What is their problem? The ship will monitor broadcasts from Radio Caroline. How can they get first bill, and Laser 558, and watch for illegal deliveries of supplies. One is going to just have a fit. The Department of Trade said, now this is the one I love, these robbers of the airwaves. Oh, man, I've always said nice things about you guys, too. Robbers of the air. We're interfering with aeronautical and marine navigation equipment. Where? When? Hope you folks aren't believing any of this. Besides legitimate stations, we've been messing with them, too?
No.
Well, I mean, I hung out.
You're the guy that instituted Beeb Aid.
I know.
Gratitude.
I know. I am
just Beeb Aid now.
Yeah, Beeb Aid is over.
History.
You know, I mean, the only thing I've ever done to a legitimate station was I was standing out in front of Capitol radio lines and was going, hey, little girl, come on over here. rescue helicopters might not be able to use equipment, it says, in an emergency. And Caroline and Laser were, here's another one, posing a grave, big word, potential threat to life.
Wait a minute. They can't use it. They're blaming us for their faulty equipment?
I guess. I don't know. This is all.
They're spending the taxpayers' money to, like,
to
do this instead of buying their helicopters.
And all I have to say to these guys, of course, is. Anyway. How long? You see what they've done? You know what they've done to us?
They've upset us.
And they've kept us all for a minute away from music. We'll have fun tonight. You may want to listen, because this is. Charlie Wolf tries out for the Old Bailey. I don't I hope they'd come over and visit, though, because, you know, we'd be glad to share, you know, some food with them at the Dioptric Survey. You guys, I know you're monitoring us tonight, and I'd like to say hello, and I know that you're just doing your job, but next time you see your boss go. Actually, this is a blast. I'm. This is really great. I mean, I'm loving this.